Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're talking to you military retiree folks who have TRICARE. You may also have FEHB, maybe a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan or whatever plan you might have, and you're considering Medicare. Okay, it's for those people that are federal employees, civilian federal employees right now, but you had military time and you have TRICARE, so you're a military retiree as well, and you're trying to balance between your FEHB, your federal insurance, as well as your TRICARE and Medicare. How do these all work together? How do you make sure you get the most out of them? Okay, that's what we're talking about today. And if you are new here, if you're new to the channel, new to the community, welcome. My name is Dallin Hawes. I help federal employees get the most out of their benefits and to retire confident, and I absolutely love doing it. So today, we're going to dive into this question. And this question we actually got from one of the viewers, just like you. They submitted a question. There's a link in the description of all the videos where you can submit questions. Now, we can't answer all questions because we get so many, but we answer some of the more interesting ones, and we'll go from there. So let me read the question, and then we'll go into the answer after that, okay? This person, they say, I'm a military and federal retiree with FEHB, Blue Cross Standard, single, and TRICARE benefits. By the way, I really, really like Blue Cross Blue Shield, even better than TRICARE. I turned 65 in April of this year, and I understand that in order to be enrolled in TRICARE, I must be enrolled in Medicare Part B. And it looks like our taxes are going to bump up our Medicare Part B premium to about $450 per month. So my question is, if I switch to Blue Cross Basic, does the reimbursement cover the whole Part B premium cost, or is it a flat rate? Also, any insight into juggling the three benefits I have at age 65? The only thing I'm considering at this time is switching to Blue Cross Basic. Okay, great question. Let's break down this question so you understand exactly what's going on here, and then we'll go into the answer. Okay, so this person has TRICARE. Okay, they've got TRICARE because they're military retirees, so they have access to TRICARE. Okay, it's the military retiree or military health insurance program. They also have FEHB, their federal health insurance, okay, because they're a federal employee, a civilian federal employee, and April of this year, he's going to turn 65, and one of those rules about TRICARE is if he wants to keep TRICARE, then he has to be on Medicare Part B as well, okay? That's one of the rules about TRICARE. If you want to keep this, you've also got to have this, okay? Now, you may be thinking, wow, three different insurance policies when it comes to health insurance, is that overkill? The answer is yes. I mean, that's a ton of insurance, right? For most people, that is just overkill, and there's a lot of overlapping coverage that you're paying for, okay? However, what do you do then? What's the combination that makes sense, right? And the short answer is it depends. It really depends on your goals, but let's talk through some of the common things, okay? First, many people, probably most people, if I had to say, I mean, of the people I've worked with, at least, most people go with TRICARE and Medicare, and they don't have the FEHB, their Blue Cross Blue Shield, or whatever plan they have through FEHB, the Federal Health Insurance Program. That's what most people do, TRICARE and Medicare. Primarily because TRICARE becomes TRICARE for Life, which is often free. The premiums, there's no premiums, right? And so they just have to pay for Medicare Part B premiums, which most people like that, right? It's very little cost for most people. So that's what most people do. However, in this person's situation, their Medicare premiums are quite high. They're $450 a month, and that's simply because their income is high, right? The higher your income, the higher your Medicare premiums are. Right? And so, generally speaking, what I've seen is most federal employees get on Medicare A and B. And most of the time, it makes sense for them to get on Medicare A and B. The one exception to that I see most commonly, there's other exceptions, but the other exception is when somebody has really, really high income throughout retirement. And they know they're going to pay high Medicare premiums. And at that point, it may not be worth it to them. Because again, $450 a month, that's $5,000 plus every single year you're paying for Medicare on top of whatever other insurance you might have. So if you have a Blue Cross plan, you're paying those premiums and you'd be paying Medicare premiums as well. Now, Again, most people don't pay $450. This is high because of this gentleman's income is high. Most people pay closer to $170, okay, per month. Per month. Most people pay closer to that for Medicare, okay? Now, here are the things to consider. This gentleman's question asked one thing specifically. He said he knows that his Blue Cross, Blue Shield plan, okay, his FEHB plan, which he happens to have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, he knows that it actually will reimburse some of the cost of Medicare. And he asked, hey, will Blue Cross, Blue Shield reimburse my entire cost, or will they just reimburse a flat rate? And the answer is, it's just a flat rate. They say, hey, if you're on Medicare Part B and you have our Blue Cross, Blue Shield plan, we'll pay you however much they pay you, right? $800 a year, or whatever the number is. It changes every year, right? But Blue Cross, Blue Shield basic, Blue Cross Blue Shield basic has a reimbursement for Medicare, and Blue Cross Blue Shield standard does not. So keep that in mind. Blue Cross Blue Shield basic, at least as of this year, 2024, has a Medicare reimbursement. If you're on Medicare, they help pay for the cost of this. If you're on Blue Cross Blue Shield standard, they do not. Okay, again, that's as of 2024. So those are the things to consider. Now, again, it just really depends on which of these you like. Some people don't like the providers that accept TRICARE. Some people want to have access to providers that don't accept Medicare and TRICARE. Some people want that. And so having a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan is really important to them. And so for them, they don't want to get rid of their FEHB. Even if they have TRICARE and Medicare, they don't want to get rid of that, right? It just depends. But again, many, many people are very comfortable with TRICARE and Medicare. And those combinations together are often, it's a very strong combination. And most people are very, very happy with the results there. But again, if you really, really want FEHB as well, that's no problem. You just have to pay the premiums, of course, of Blue Cross Blue Shield or Aetna or GEHA or whatever plan you have. You got to pay those premiums and Medicare as well if you're 65 plus and on Medicare. Okay. So hopefully that gave at least some clarity. There's no perfect answer. I just want to say that. Right? There's no perfect answer here. Again, what most people do is just TRICARE and Medicare once they're 65 plus. But for people that are really high income, sometimes they get rid of their Medicare. And if they're on TRICARE, they can't keep TRICARE as well. So maybe they just have a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan because it's not worth it to them. It's up to them, right? I'd be wary, though. I'd be cautious before you cancel any of your insurance, right? Just to make sure it's exactly what you want. That's something to definitely consider. But those are the big things to consider is number one, if you want to keep TRICARE, you have to be on Medicare. Medicare has a premium that's based on your income. It goes up with your income. And if you have an FEHB plan as well, some plans will help reimburse the cost of Medicare, but not all plans do, so check with your plan. So those are the big principles, okay, to consider when looking at all of this. So hopefully that doesn't just confuse you more. Hopefully that gives some clarity. Again, there's no perfect answer for anybody, but at least you understand the big concepts here so you can make an educated decision for you to see what you're comfortable with in retirement. Now, basically, here at our firm, we help federal employees retire to get the most out of all their benefits, including their health insurance and their investments and taxes and everything. And if you want help with that, check us out. There's a bunch of resources in the link below, a bunch of free stuff. You can learn more about what we do and how we help people just like you. And we'll go from there. But I hope this is helpful. And again, if you have any questions, there's a link in the description to submit questions to us, and you may be featured in a future episode. But again, my goal is that this helps you and gives value for you so you can have a great retirement. And I'll see you guys next time.